you're going to start a new job or maybe start a new business, then you better learn this principle before you do. Sit down, settle in, and let's get going. Hey, 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 Bo Schwade here, the man with the whip, and your host for Powerful Action Principles for Success, the podcast where we don't fool around. No fluff, no filler, we just get right into the subject. And this subject is a takeoff from my last podcast, How to Make Risky Decisions, where we use the worst case scenario to decide whether or not we should move ahead. If you haven't heard that one, I highly recommend that you head on over after you're done with this one and check it out. And so this episode is titled Hope for the Best. Be positive, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And always be ready for surprises. I mean, let's face it, if you're going to be successful in life, that you have to take risks. We talk about that all the time. And inevitably, if you're taking risks, you're going to run into adversity. You're going to run into problems and obstacles. And it's not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And you need to be mentally prepared for this. Yes, if you just go in with the positive attitude that everything is just going to work out fine, you're seriously setting yourself up for trouble. You're seriously setting yourself up for defeat. You have to plan for the worst. You have to sit down, and you've heard me talk about writing, how I've talked about you should journal every day, and then the last episode we had to do some writing in the exercise. You need to sit down and write all the possible things that can go wrong so that you can plan if they do go wrong. For example, you know that if you've been listening to this podcast for any length of time, you know I've been a professional entertainer for 25 years. And I got to tell you, there are so many things that can go wrong when I get on a show. What if my mic doesn't work? What if I drop something or I miss a trick in the middle of the show? I've got to be prepared to cover for that. I need to be prepared for the slew of things that can go wrong. If my mic goes down, I have a backup. As a matter of fact, I've got a backup to my backup. If I miss a trick, I have prepared several jokes to cover for it and then keep on moving on. You have to be prepared for the worst. I mean, most of the time when I show up for a show, the thousands of shows that I've done, most of the time the planner has missed something and I have a big problem that I have to overcome. Now, when I started my career, I wasn't ready for all the things that have happened to me. And that's going to happen to you. But as each time something happened, and that's where, well, let me back up. That's where your grit comes in. Can you make it happen? And what I would do is I would just find a way to make it happen. And then I would learn from that. I would learn from that problem, that obstacle. And I would plan for it the next time. And then I started making a list. What are all the possible things that could go wrong? And what are the possible things that these planners are going to, not meaning to, but sabotage me? And I had a list of all the problems. So when they would throw an obstacle, I would be ready for it. And I'm still ready for it. And that goes for any business, any new job. You have to be ready for the worst case scenario. You have to be ready for these obstacles. You've got to be ready for the adversity that is going to come at you, because it will come. Success doesn't come easy. And that's why a lot of people aren't successful. That's why most people just stay ordinary. It's a few that can do this. So problems will come. And the more you can foresee what might come ahead, the better off you're going to be. And like I said, you can't be ready for every single problem, especially when you're new to something. You're starting a new venture that you've never done. I do understand that. But what I'm talking about is brainstorming all the possible things that could go wrong and make sure you have a way to take care of that, to handle the problem and then make it happen. Don't leave yourself for defeat. And then when you do have problems, if you are surprised by a problem, which you're going to be, that's just going to happen too. Of course, that's where you're, like I said earlier, your grit comes in. That's where your grit takes over and you figure you have, if you're going to be an entrepreneur or if you're going to take a higher level, you have to be a make it happen kind of person. And then you need to learn from that for the next time so you're prepared for it and it'll be a lot more easier on you. So be ready, be prepared so that you can make it happen. And success will come, always come, to those that can make it happen. Well, that's it. I'm Bo Schwade, the man with the whip. Make sure you subscribe so you know when the next episode is coming out. And until then, love you, mean it. See ya.